No longer could talk, so then the life is lost. Somebody tricked off and the killer was caught, so now his life is cost. You might get close, so to make a move, these motherfuckers is petrified. All the best to try won't even stop, so just best to rest and die. Is it a test of pride when inside you give a trigger, but you didn't want to pull it? Could it be a motherfucker that you notice on the other side of the bullet? Should it? Matter now, you figure, fuck it, I'm away. Some is just a murder for the nation. But some end up locked up, broke up for companies and no lovely mother nigga racing. Now, in front of me, a case in the coffin is a body with people around, sad and froze. Teardrops of rain, but folks didn't really feel the pain until the casket closed. I was drastic shoves and the mother threw a frown, even though the gunner was found. Cause it seems like yesterday when he was running around, now we under the ground. Cause they're gonna get down in these streets, even though you pack a piece for heat, these niggas urging the bus. The game ain't the same, so stay away from the curb if you out there serving the mud. And hold on, but the murder of the nerve. For surviving in the world is so cool. Hold on, but the murder of the nerve. If you got a buzzer cap, then tame it up. If you believe, just praise it up. If you gotta get high, then blaze it up. But the ones who never gave it up, get the champagne glass and raise it. Make that toast to yourself for surviving in the world is so cool.
Agony was the feeling when I saw his blood pouring. Tragedy mess, a man look in the mirror, then I see stood. Mourning, as these streets see racist others, it encased a brother. You had enough heart to waste this brother, but could you face his mother? I was faced with other type of problems that had held me back. Couldn't tell me, Jack, now I'm grown in my own zone, you ain't gotta tell me that. So come trail me back to a time when a motherfucker lost his will to survive. Me and my folks had to hustle and steer for me, even had to kill to survive. I remember when you had my back, when the relative passed and my mama cried. When the house called flames, you collapsed in my arms, when you heard that your father died. I take drama and stride, even though I had to go through a thing to get myself together. Still suffer, but the worst is gone, so it's on till a woman ain't having shelter. But if I end up back on the streets again and I had to receive my fate, smoke weed at the wake so the pain and hate escapes to keep the kids straight. Cause you did straight if your seed proceeds, but they keep learning and keep growing up. Right now I'm surviving a place that's full of doubt and about to self-destruct.
Oh Lord, let the murder be enough. If you gotta bust a cap, then tame it up. If you believe, just praise it up. If you gotta get high, then raise it up. But the ones who never gave it up, keep the champagne glass and raise it.
Make a toast to yourself for surviving in the world is so cool.
Oh Lord, let the murder be enough. If you gotta bust a cap, then tame it up. If you believe, just praise it up. If you gotta get high, then blaze it up. But the ones who never gave it up, keep the champagne glass and raise it.
Make a toast to yourself for surviving in the world is so corrupt. Visualize on invisible eyes, how I individualize. Critical cries and pitiful skies that rain pain upon a ghetto land with the unforgettable dies. Subliminal lies, I mean, a motherfucker never gonna make it if he knew people to keep it in check soon. Room to the tomb, death is in the next room. If a nigga ain't realizing the case in text soon, let's assume another brother wanna laugh at you after he just took a blast at you. You won't have it, you killed him, let go the trigger, try to kick it, but his niggas coming after you. Telling you a stranger must be crazy if you step into a motherfucker that's dangerous. Cause it's a gang of us. Throwing knuckles in this cover, we have two things of us. It's cocaine to us, and my brain's the dust. I represent you up there, so I try. Long as I leave my enemy bus, vicinity crush. I don't really give a fuck if I die. So why? My people should be glad to survive in the land of the lost. It's a plan of the boss, leaving motherfuckers down with their grandmother's hand on the cross. So I take a stand when I talk, ran instead of walk to chalk another victory. How you did the cape, but hit the paper, breaking other niggas off is a mystery. With the chemicals and drugs, all of these criminals and thugs just keep coming up. Better watch yourself, ain't in love in the streets of the ghetto with the world, let's go rub.
And hold on, but the murder enough.
Toast to yourself for surviving in the world is so corrupt.
Oh Lord, let the murder be enough. If you gotta bust a cap, then tame it up. If you believe, just praise it up. If you gotta get high, then blaze it up. But the ones who never gave it up, get the champagne glass and raise it.
Make a toast to yourself for surviving in the world is so corrupt.
What's going on, my people? I don't know what time y'all listening to this, but I'm just getting up and getting it started early in the morning. I want to say blessings and just take the time to close your eyes for a minute and just listen to silence. Deep breath. Meditate. And just ask God to thank you. Thank you for being such the great person that you are. I know y'all like, what? Did he just say ask God to thank me? Yes. Talk to your father. He loves you. Let him know. You know, you need that extra encouragement. You know what I mean? God will thank you. He talks to you. You know what I mean? You just got to have the, I guess, clear frame of mind in order to be able to listen to him. You know what I mean? Life is filled with challenges every day. Everybody go through things. It's just how we perceive them. And you ain't never gonna please everybody. So don't try to. You know what I mean? Just focus on being yourself. Staying true to who you are. And at the end of the day, you know you better than anybody else. You know, you got to stay prayed up. Especially in these days. For real. Y'all might hear me take a little ball. It ain't no secret. You know, it's for my cataracts. You know what I'm saying? But, like I said, I ain't afraid. I see people in the streets. Yeah, y'all know who I am. It ain't no secret. Okay, yeah, I'm known now. Okay, that's great. I wanted to be, you know, popular so bad and try to get back popular. You know, now, okay, I see people are acknowledging who I am. Okay, great. Now, the reason why I was trying to maintain a certain level of popularity that I had ever since I was younger is because I was trying to gain and obtain more numbers. You know what I mean? That's why I made all these different groups and so forth. It wasn't clout chasing. It was people chasing. Because I'm like, the more people that I get, the more different demographics and so forth. So then when I come with a product or something that I have in which I want people to be investors or, you know, try to help or sponsor or donate or whatever, just support, you know, these would be all various different people that I would have a possibility of networking with and doing some type of future business with, you know. But of course, in a time of trying to rebrand, it backfired. You know what I mean? A lot of people, I thought that, and this ain't no wars me thing, this is just big, but a lot of people I thought that was on my team, I thought that really, you know, truly was real friends or whatever the case, maybe they wasn't, it was bandwagon riders. So as soon as somebody says something negative in regards or about me, instead of them calling me like, damn, K-Rock, I heard such and such and such, like, what the fuck going on, or whatever the case may be. No, they jumped on the bandwagon and rolled with the flow. So, people like that, if that ever happens to you, my thing is to make yourself, just psych yourself out to feel not so bad about the situation, and not necessarily psyching, but, because it is, you know, a lot of truth to it as well. But, think about it. You got to really, really think about it. Would you really want these people to be around you, or would you really care about their friendship or opinions now knowing how quick they were to abandon you and how disloyal they were towards you? So it's kind of like the trash alleviating itself in a way. You want people in your circle that's going to be loyal, that's going to be true to you just like how you're true to them. You dig what I'm saying? So let God do what he do. You know what I mean? He gets people out your way, the people that you don't need in your circle. So remember once again how great of a person that you are, because you know you. You know it's a lot of bad things that you could be doing outside of what you're doing now. You know you overcame a lot of situations that were something that the average person probably wouldn't have come out from under. You know, so that shows you that God has his grace upon you, first off. And I'm trying to think, you know, this is a music commentary, you know, that I'm doing now. Because I said, well, I don't know. I just wanted to change directions. I'm evolving, you know. Oh, something else I want to clear up real quick. In terms of people were like, why you abandon so many people from, you know, your Facebook groups, and why you make up pages and you never came back to them, or you just left it unfinished? Well, genius, how about this? I got into a battle with Facebook, whether people believe it or not, over them being ethnically insecure, to, from my point of view, from, you know, from my perspective, them being morally deficient, and also socially biased, which is the main thing, socially biased, Yes, I said it. That's my opinion, from my perspective, from my point of view, how I feel in terms of the things in which they've done to me, how many times my group's been shut down, how many times they locked my page. I have no idea how many times I'd have been suspended by them from some kind of FB standards, BS, or whatever the case may be. You get what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I look at all these other different things and people putting up various other different demographics, type of groups, ethnicities, and they have no problem with it. You dig what I'm saying? So I got what it was. I understand what time it was. It wasn't no secret. Yeah, he's militant. Okay, yeah, he's pushing this whole little pro-black thing. You know what I mean? Right. Which I'm still pushing. I'm pro-black all day. I ain't scared to say it. But one thing I will admit to, we are, as I said before, one nation under God. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, we all are family, especially if you got love in your heart and just a good natural spirit, where it's time for us to learn each other and try to, stop with the culture shock and just be, like I said, really one nation under God. You know what I mean? We say it, but let's actually, try to live it. You feel me? Let me see what song I want to play, y'all. Speaking of One Nation Under God, bam. I got a song. It just popped up. You know what I mean? And I'm not a DJ, but I think I got a pretty good ear for music. So, I'll be trying to do my little mix thing like I heard the other day. It ain't no mix, it's just be with the remote control. You know what I mean? But I'd be having a ball. I swear I think I'm Kid Capri or somebody. I don't know. But at the end of the day, love y'all, and those that listen, I hope you continue to listen. I know people say, oh, you don't got no format, or you don't know which direction you're going. Man, I'm just dibbling and dabbing with this podcast thing. Just like my first few episodes, I was just having fun. I didn't have no idea all this stuff was going to go out and all that stuff, be on all these different platforms. Why do you think you keep seeing me delete shows? Because I'm learning. I'm filling out the kinks. You know what I mean? It's not just about me anymore. That's one thing why I was going wrong. It's about other people and putting out good energy and information for other people. I'm not out here trying to be, oh, let me be this, let me be that. I mean, come on, y'all. I'm 45 years old. And that's another thing. Don't think that your opinion is going to change, anything that I do. Not saying I don't value it, but at the end of the day, some of y'all just got it up a little too high in terms of thinking it's going to do something with my decision making. You know what I mean? I keep telling you, I'm like, yay, call me young. You know what I mean? I just ain't got the funds yet. You dig? Shout out to Kanye. You dig? Shout out to Ye. You know what I mean? Yay for Ye. We need more brothers like that, man. But like I said, love, respect, blessings, good energy, and I hope y'all continue to rock with me. Listening to the Kenyatta Williams Show. This is your boy K-Rock. I love y'all. Taking up time. out to Maze and Frankie Beverly. Definitely legendary pioneers. I appreciate everything y'all have done and brought and given to our culture. Kenyatta Williams Show. Love y'all. Definitely a message in the music all day. One nation under God. Most definitely are one. We just got to start acting like it, because a lot of us don't act like it. We don't act like we realize it. You know what I mean? I don't know where we be at. We just always seem like we want to gravitate towards negative feelings and negative energy. Why? I don't know. But and white people, if y'all don't stop coming up to me trying to see, even at jobs, if I'm racist, prejudice, or whatever, man, like, just, like, you know, little thing, doing little things, like, I have somebody trying to, never mind, I got y'all with me, so why not, I ain't gonna do y'all like that, but, I had somebody, like, intentionally walk across me, like, fast as hell, like, try to cut me off to see if I was gonna do something, or whatever the case, maybe how I was gonna react to the situation, stuff like that. I'm not gonna necessarily say it don't bother me, but I'm not like that. I told you, I'm not against people just because of their race or ethnicity. You know, I more so look at that from like an analytical point of view when things like that happen. You know what I mean? Just trying to just think, you know, and I'm not saying that I'm perfect myself. You know, I love all ethnicities, everybody that's not against my people. And we all are each other people, but you know, but when I say my people, and I ain't retracting my thoughts, statements, trying to be politically correct, or none of that, but yeah, I'm making sure that I be, you know, sensitive towards other people, feelings, or whatever the case may be. You know what I mean? I'm just keeping it real. I'm me. I'm not afraid to talk or any of that. If you see me in the streets, all that little fuck shit, stop with the dumb shit, man. You dig what I'm saying? Just talk to me. Have a dialogue. You get what I'm saying? Real shit. And don't believe the hype. You know what I mean? For real. I keep telling people, stop being sheep. You dig what I'm saying? Don't be that, you know, in terms of mine, don't be that get your hand out my pocket, nigga. You You dig what I'm saying? Because they trying their damnest to cancel Kenyatta Williams. And that's one thing motherfuckers will not do. You dig? Real talk. It ain't motherfucking happening. You know what I'm saying? They might have seedless fruit, but this ain't seedless yada. You dig? And in regards to the situation with the, you know, the baby mother situation, I don't speak on a lot of things because I have class, you know. But one thing I do want to highlight, if you have a child of your mom, and the reason why I didn't want to speak on this is out of respect for my daughters, you dig? But if you have a child of your mother that has spit on you before, that was jealous because you went and got with one of your other daughter's mother after you told her you didn't want to be in a relationship anymore, and this spiteful individual was so low from my perspective, she told my daughter that I didn't want her and I tried to abort her. Now, who does that? You feel what I'm saying? And this is when my daughter was of age, probably, I'm guessing, over 10 at the time. You know what I mean? So, you know, shit happens. You know, I had got locked up back in 2009. You know what I mean? It was light. Real light. I didn't do that for 6 weeks. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, you know, they said I violated my joint custody act. So then she ended up moving out of town and all that shit with my baby somewhere way far, goddammit, in fucking Plano, Texas, some goddamn well. And so coincidentally bumped into, you know what I mean, a cat that I used to work with, you know what I mean, back in the day. Shout out to Time Life Libraries, you know what I mean, LOL, Time Warner, that was fun. Remember when they did that big merger, but anyway, that was one of the best jobs I ever had. That job was fun as fuck, I ain't gonna lie, pardon my language. But she ended up meeting this cat, so-called bumping into him, that we used to work with out there, you know what I mean, and not mad at him. You know, I can't be mad at bro. Shit, what the fuck? It's a female. You did? We want, like, goddamn best friends and no shit like that. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, this is talking, just speaking in terms. Then they end up getting married. Then they end up getting divorced, like, about a couple of years later or some shit. But I'm just saying, on some spiteful shit. All this fuck shit around my daughter, though. But people do what they do. You know? It's funny, man. It's real funny, man. The shit that some of these ladies do to these men, man, that they know be doing everything they can to be in their daughters' lives and making them look like they, you know, I guess for sympathy purposes or want to have some kind of support or friendship off some fake pity bullshit, you know, make them seem like they such a bad person when they was the bad person at the end of the motherfucking day. But we both was young, man. You know, I just wish like motherfuckers could sit down and go on one of them shows and take a lie detector test. That would be fun. You know what I mean? Real talk. Let's go on goddamn Maury or Jerry. Are they even around? You know, Judge Mathis, some shit like that. One of them little court shows. Let's do some fun shit. But at the end of the day, it ain't working. But we could. And I'm saying this for the record, knowing this is out there. Once it's said. Anyway, Kenyatta Williams show, y'all. I love y'all. I ain't on nothing negative. You know, it sounds like I am. But I ain't. I'm just speaking. It's my show, so I'm going to do me, right? If it was your show, wouldn't you do you? So with that being said, my people, you know what song I'm going to play? Kenyatta Williams show.
I'll spread them all over the world. From deep in my soul, I wish you a happy feeling. You know what I mean? Happy feeling. Ay, 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 ay. Happy feeling.
Happy feeling, yeah. Feel that happy feeling.
I'll spread.
cause I know my happiness is waiting somewhere. I'm searching for that silver lining, horizons that I've never seen. Oh, I'd like to take just a moment and bring my dream. Oh, dream my dream.
King Yada Williams Show. Shout out to Lionel Richie. Out to the Commodores.
Oh, I like to greet the sun each morning and walk amongst the stars at night. I'd like to know the taste of honey in my life. In my life. Well, I've shared so many pains, and I played so many games. Oh, but everyone finds the right way somehow, somewhere, someday.
Oh, sweet.
Marvin Gaye, love you, brother. Love you. Never met you, but I feel like I have, black man.
We make it.
Everybody thinks we're all the mother. Who are they?
to Memphis, Tennessee. Naturally nurtured childbirth birth services. Naturally nurtured birth services. Shout out to Al Green. Shout out to Good Feelings, Good Energy. Sometimes you gotta do this before you go out in the trenches. You dig what I'm saying? You gotta charge yourself up, you know, get your soul glowing.
Don't look so sad. I know it's so bad. Life goes on, and this world keeps on turning. Yeah, let's love and happiness. Yeah, something that can make you do wrong. Make you do right. Yeah. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning, yeah, talking about how she can make it right, yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong
someone, yeah.
Pick some George Washington to it. That nigga some glue inside for a grown up.
Don't do it.
The thing I want to know is, why is he dressed like Rowdy Piper?
I got Scottish in my family.
Scottish? So who's your bridesmaid?
Come on, man. Support me. Come on, nigga.
Man, y'all sitting up here talking about each other. We need to be supporting.
That's right.
I supported his girl he married for about 2 years.
Please.
Trying to pay for her own bachelorette party.
When a man is ready, he's ready. Yeah. When y'all get 80, 70, 60, 55 years old, and y'all going to be sitting in a rocking chair by yourself.
Yeah.
Let's go to the club. Let's go to the club. Y'all gonna be the only old
being
in the club.
Dre, I'll play inside, man. Why get married, Pippin? Why?
So, I typed a text to a girl I used to see, saying that I chose this cutie pie with whom I wanna be. And I apologize if this message gets you down. Then I CC'd every girl that I'd CC round town. And hate to see y'all frown, but I'd rather see her smiling. Witness all around me, true. But I'm no island, peninsula maybe. Makes no sense, I know crazy. Give up all this and that's in my lap, no looking back. Spaceships don't come equipped with rear view mirrors. They dip as quick as they can. The atmosphere is now ripped. I'm so like a pimp. I'm glad it's night. So the light from the sun would not burn me on my bum when I shoot the moon. High jump the broom like a preemie out the womb. My partner yelling too soon. Don't do it. Reconsider. Read some litter. Sure on the subject. You sure? Yeah. You know we got your back like chiropractic. Tick if that do you dirty. We'll wipe her out as in detergent. Now hurry, hurry. Go on to the altar. I know you ain't a pimp, but pimp, remember what I taught you. Keep your heart, 3 stacks. Keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart, 3 stacks. Keep your heart.
Man, shout out to Andre 3000, UGK, Fun B.
Jones. To choose it, love or never, without a rubber. Never in the seats, like it on top of the cover. Money on the dresser, drive a compressor. Top notch, get the most, not the lesser. Trash like the for $40 in the club. Up the game, she gets no love. She be cross country, giving all that she got. I'm pulling
billions
off the line. I smashed up the gray one.
Shout out to hip hop. Shout out to 3-6 Mafia. You dig?
But them too scary. Chose me, you ain't a pimp, you a
baby, you been rolling solo. Time to get down with the team. The grass is greener on that other side. If you know what I mean, I show you you've never seen. The 7 wonders of the world. And I can make you the 8th if you wanna be my girl. Girl, say my girl, I don't mean my woman. That ain't my style. Need a real street stalker. Stalker, bunker, mile. Be piling up the paper on the dining room table. Cause you able to realize I'm the truth and not a fable. Baby, ooh. Rockin' precious label. Keep that chiller on the rack. What I look like with the $1,000 up on my back. I'm a $1 million Mac, they need $1 billion. Put my pimpin' in your life, watch your daddy get rich. Easy as ABC, simple as 1, 2, 3. Get down with UGK, this CBU with me. Cause what's up with no pimp, and what's a pimp with no. Don't be a lame, you know the game and how it goes. We try to get chose.
Many, many decisions with precision. I pick or make my selection on who I choose to be with. Girl, don't touch my protection. I know you want it to slip, but slipping is something I don't do. Tipping for life. That's like making it rain every month on schedule. Let me tell you, get your parasol umbrella, cause it's gonna get wetter, better. Prepare you for the sea support. She's supposed to spend it on that baby, but we see she
does. Ass Paul McCartney. The lawyers couldn't stop me. Slaughter Udden Parkers had to tie to rock.
Send her into outer space. I know he wish he could, cause he packing 20K a day. That CT good. Like an infant on a double D. Just getting drunk, cause you miscalculated the next clip of the last one.
Dump in the gut from the giddy up. Better choose the right one or pick the kitties up. So.
Oh,
Yada Williams Show. Appreciate y'all.
What they really want from me?
Gotta change, gotta change.
What they really want from me?
Break them up,
find a way, find a way
to
entertain
meet women, discreet women, slash, Cocoa Puff, sweet women, make you wanna eat women, but not me. Y'all cats eat off the plate all you want, but not D. I get at these chickens from a distance. The instant they start to catch feelings, I start to steal and they quick, then I'm out just like a thief in the night. I sink my teeth in the bite. You thinking life, I'm thinking more like, what's up tonight? Come on, ma, you know I got a wife. Even though that tight, I ain't gonna jeopardize my life. Right. So what is it you want? I gave you, you gave me. I blaze you, you blaze me. Nothing more, nothing less. But you at my door, willing to confess that it's the best you ever tested. Better than all the rest. I'm like, all right, girlfriend, hold up. I gave you what you gave me, boo.
What they want from me?
Will somebody let me know?
What they really want from me?
Somebody let me know.
Now check it out. Shout out to DMX. Shout out to Cisco. Who else was on this track? Yeah, that was it. But love, man. You know, Kenyatta Williams Show. That's what I do. I just play music and, you know, talk a little something, you know. And when I start getting people to come on the show, I interview people. You dig? And you dig? We're going to be good. And it's going to be nice. Like I said, I'm just going freestyling, doing what I do, letting people know who I am, showing, goddamn it, you know, I'm excited to be you. You dig? Real talk. You ain't got to have no fear. Just be yourself. If God is for you, who can be against you? You dig? And keep music going. It ain't nothing wrong with music. Music is a beautiful thing. It's just the type of music that you listen to. You dig what I'm saying? Gotta have good music going. For real. All that negativity, who wants that, man? We don't need that. All we need is good stuff. You dig? We had enough negativity in our life. At least I think so. You know what I mean? So with that, saying love, blessings. Thank y'all for listening to my show. Hope y'all enjoy.